Welcome to Queen Flow, the podcast. This is your host, Jocelyn Kelly Reed. On this show, you can expect to learn about calling in big money the feminine way, business, spirituality, witchy stuff, and everything else you need to know about being a turned on woman of wealth. It's fun, it's fiery, it's unfiltered. Hello, gorgeous. I know you are going to love today's episode. So I shared this because this was a feeling that had come up for me where when it was time to evolve my company and build a more scalable model, recognizing that every year I get more scalable, so this has come up at different times, there would be this feeling of like, am I being lazy? Right? When you like don't want to do certain things in your business that you used to do, or like things that used to feel so exciting are just not exciting anymore. And you're kind of just like, what am I going to do here? Do you know what I mean? How am I going to go on like this for like the next 10 years? And like, the answer is like, you're not going to, you don't need to. And you're not actually lazy if you like have these feelings. What I actually think is that like, you're a smart businesswoman who's ready for growth and to do things differently. So inside this episode, I'm really going to be diving into this topic, and you may have had this experience if you're, you know, a good ways into your business, or if you're new to business or potentially thinking about starting a business, you might be able to see, right, how like certain things that we would do, and we're kind of like in this all-in energy on social media 24/7. Some of you are doing sales calls, live launches, or you're thinking about it, and it's just like all guns blazing. And like, you know, you can build a lot of capacity like that. You can learn a lot about marketing and selling like that, and about your audience and the type of people who come to your, into your world. But like, it's just, it doesn't last that you actually want to just be like so balls in all the time. And like, it really doesn't make you lazy. When you think about a fully skilled company, it's like you're the owner, not the operator. The company is not making bank because you're in it 24/7. And so I'm a big believer, a proponent of, and I'm always speaking about, we want to be over time scaling you out of your company, right? So that eventually you're just the CEO. Like we joke, do you want to be 75 on Zoom calls and in a Voxer chat? Like, I didn't think so. So we need to start taking the steps towards that, because it takes a while to build like a fully scaled company. And of course, that doesn't mean no proximity. You can have as much proximity as you like, but I'm about building for the power of choice. So if you vibe with this episode, if you are into the frequency of scaling relaxed, repeatable, sustainable millions, and you want to get into the vibes and learn how to get paid daily off every word you say and build a smart feminine sales system, then right now is the time to join us in the Million Dollar Sales Bundle, which is going to give you access to my newest program, Content to Cash, which will be running right before Hottest Shit on the Internet. And in Content to Cash, I'm really going to be helping you dissolve all the limitations in your content that are keeping more sales coming to you now, and teach you the Content to Cash creation codes that basically explode your sales through your content. So that's going to be over 14 days live. This is going to be a very like strategic, actionable space. So you'll have like direct things to do. If you are in Hottest Shit on the Internet or the Million Dollar Sales Bundle, Content to Cash is already included. So the bundle's like fucking amazing because it includes all of these offers, Content to Cash, Hottest Shit on the Internet, as well as Sales Siren, which is coming after Hottest Shit on the Internet, which is all about launch, post, sell, and be paid the feminine way always. So I just recommend jumping into the Million Dollar Sales Bundle because you get them all at the best price, obviously, because it's a bundle, and it is at over 50% off pre-sale now. I will also link the offers individually in episode notes. Should you already be in any of them or whatever it is, you can also just like let me know if you want to upgrade to the bundle, if you bought one, but now you just want to be in the bundle. And then very importantly, I want to let you know that the Art of Being Paid to Exist, the masterclass, is on sale through end of day this Friday, May 3rd, for only $33. It is normally $222. It has been selling like wildfire. Reason being, because if you want a strong personal brand, if you want to feel really good in your business, really good about the clients, really good about the money, never feeling like you're trapped in the niche because you are the niche, never feeling like all you can do is talk about and sell this like one type of thing and you can never switch the conversation because you're only known for that one thing, right? We have to learn how to build a business where you are paid to exist, paid for your evolution, paid for your life gain wisdom, and you don't feel so overly reliant on a system or one way of doing things or one methodology, where all of a sudden you feel trapped, because this happens to a lot of people. And it's because they've built their brand around a skill set and not built their brand around themselves, supported by the skill set. This is huge, 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 huge. If you always want to have freedom and like, you don't just want people asking you information-based questions, not because they're not going to, and not because they're not logical to ask, and not because you're not going to answer them, but because the conversation goes deeper, because the vibe in your business is not my skill set matches somebody else's problem. Like, yes, you're going to have a skill set. Obviously, we need to have a skill set to have a company, but it goes deeper than that. And when people are really like, when you see these very sticky personal brands, meaning sticky to money, sticky to clients, it's always the same. It is always because the human has done such a good job around building the brand to based on themselves, while also having a skill set to support people, so that it's like, you drop offers, people buy. This is what has allowed me to sell on so many different topics, no matter whether it be money, strategy, energetics, content, sales, leadership, you name it. I drop offers, my people are in, right? And yes, of course, it's the potency of my content and messaging. Hello, why you want to be in content to cash, hottest shit on the internet, and Sales Siren, because we're going to kind of be covering different aspects and all three spaces. And then, you know, Sales Siren's obviously going to have a lot more about the strategic side of sales without sales calls, live launches. You know, I don't do any of that. but it's because I've built my brand around me. And this is not one of these things where I'm saying, and now it's all vibes and like, there's no methodology, there's no strategy. Like, that'll run you into the ground real fast. It's strategically building the brand around yourself. It's the smartest fucking thing that you can do. So with the code PAID at checkout, you are able to join the Art of Being Paid to Exist for literally only $33 through end of day Friday, April 3rd. So I highly recommend jumping into that container. You will be so glad you did. I always say it is 90 minutes of total liberation. So I'm going to let you hop to the episode. This was a conversation that I recorded live. So you are going to love it. Hey, beauties. So I'm going to be chatting today about the fact that, like, if you are getting tired in your company, if you are no longer wanting to have 15 private clients, 4 masterminds, show up on social media 16,000 motherfucking times doing 6,000 things in order to scale your company, this does not mean that you're lazy. So, and I'm going to say what's actually going on instead and what we want to focus on instead. So I predicted this. I knew this was going to happen after the year that most people came off of in 2023, where, you know, things maybe weren't feeling as easy as they did the year prior, where it's no longer working just to be in the vibes and grow the company as the industry matures. And like, our skill set for marketing and selling has to mature, like all the different things, which you can listen to. I'm not going to get into that because I actually shared a podcast episode about that yesterday. So you can head to the podcast to listen more of that conversation. But I knew what was going to happen. And this is where this industry is kind of young, is that women are going to start getting tired of needing to do so much in order to scale the company. And that doesn't mean that you don't have a work ethic. It doesn't mean that you're lazy. It doesn't mean that like something's wrong with you because you don't want to be in your business like 24/7. Right? It just means that it's time to actually do business differently. And we want to clock like what this gets to look for, like for us, and what would need to evolve so that you, your business is not always reliant on like, you have to do in order to make money. And I'm not talking about reoccurring income right now, although I fucking love and froth reoccurring income, and that will make your life a lot easier for scaling. Like, it's just part of having a big company. I'm talking about people coming in the door in the first place. And so what I've seen, and I knew this was going to happen, is that like, actually, I want to reference this quote that I heard from Tony Robbins, because when I heard him say this, I was like, this is it. And this is what is missing in so much of this industry. He said that in your company, you're either the owner or the operator. And I was like, mic drop. And this whole industry, not everyone, there's a few who are like waking up and moving in the direction of being the owner, But most of the industry and the ways that we're taught to do business, and they are not wrong. They make sense for getting off the ground. But the way, but it's about like, when are we, you know what I mean? We want to be evolving. So this industry is built on people operating their companies. It's like, literally, you do not get paid if you do not show up, right? And it's like, if you do not do, the doing does not occur. And as I always joke, do you want to be 75 seeing private clients in a Voxer chat? No, like that's ridiculous. I'm not going to be doing that. I don't think you want to be doing that. No matter how much you love your clients, like let's call a spade because it's not about how much you love your clients. It's about building a business that can work for you for the long run. Hell no, exactly. So people here, I don't want to be 75 in a Voxer chat, but what are you doing about it? Do you know what I mean? Because it takes time to build a scalable brand. And so we have to make decisions in the company where you are not at the center of every single thing that happens in your company. You are not at the center of every single thing that happens in your company. And if you are earlier in your journey and right now you do have a lot of privates and you are scaled on a lot of proximity, this is not a problem. I was very scaled on proximity before I became awake to this. I made a lot of money that way. I never had a lot of private clients, but you know what I mean? I had like a good number of like high touch experiences. And I still have high touch experiences. I enjoy them, but I'm awake to where we're going, right? And I'm building the business to go where we're going, to where I can be a full owner in the business, right? And there is less operation. Right now, it's still amazing. There has been months where I have just as much money coming in from my mid-ticket product suite as I do for my mastermind. Like that's substantial. I created that on purpose, right? Because it's always steps forward to being able to exclusively operate in the owner energy. So what I'm not saying is if you're early to just be like, okay, I'm not doing any proximity because you need the cash flow. And remember that like I'm scaling myself out slowly, right? While still having the proximity where I want to have it with like very aligned clients only. But I've already knew how to, I know how to sell at every different price point. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I wasn't opting myself out of things I did not know how to do, trying to be like, oh, I want a fully scaled model and I've never had a 10K month. You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense, right? But I'm just talking about, regardless of that, like one, you need to actually keep your business model in mind and where are you going? What are you building towards? Like, I am not impressed anymore when I see someone trying to flex on the internet that they sold out a mastermind. I'm like, show me how well you can sell a mid-ticket space. Show me how well your low ticket sells. Show me how well the scalable parts of your brand sell. And it's a big fucking flex when you sell out your mastermind. I have done so many masterminds. They're incredible. So please, again, don't get confused. You guys are going to be at different places in the journey. But I'm talking about the leadership that I'm looking for is not going to be someone where their biggest flex in their business is selling out a fucking mastermind. I want to be learning from people who know how to build companies, legit companies. That's a consultancy and that's amazing. Like I said, show me how you're scaling the other parts of your company because that's what's going to get you out of the Voxer chat before you're 75. And the other piece that is so important is you have to understand like, okay, let's say you're like, regardless of where you are, this part doesn't matter. You don't want to do sales calls. You don't want to do live launches. Like you don't want to have to do 60,000 things to get people in the room. And I don't believe that you should have to. I really don't. I did sales calls for like the first 6 months of my business. I was like, goodbye. Not interested in that. Didn't no dip. I was having consistent 30K cash months. No issues. I have never run a live launch. I had to ask what a live launch was. One of my mentors, because I didn't even know people were doing all this crazy stuff because there was just things where I was like, why would I ever do that? And so I just never did. I've made almost $3 million. I have never run a live launch before. Do I have my offer suite strategically stacked where one offer sells the next? Yes. When I say I'm not running a live launches, it doesn't mean that I'm just like sitting around vibing. Although my magnetism, yes, is a great point of attraction. I'm still running a company. So I've learned how to leverage my content and my sales system and my offers so that they do the selling for me so that I don't need to do sales calls. I don't need to do live launches. I don't need to show up 24/7. And what you don't realize about the power of your content and the power of your sales system is that they can do the heavy lifting for you so you don't need to do so much. So early in business, we're kind of taught, or like this prior era of business, like you're taught that like it all adds up. It's just like, keep going, keep doing the things. One day it'll add up, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, when is like, yes. And that's true. Right. Like I get that it's true to a point, but I think that it's slow. I think that it'll take you a long time to make money thinking that way. I think it'll take you a long time to make money doing things that way, right? And this is why, while I'm a highly energetic being, I'm also a highly strategic being, because rather than waiting for it to all add up or wondering what to say to get people to buy or thinking like, well, if they just see the offer 16 more times, they'll move. Yes, is there something to repetition? 100% sell every day. But I don't want to rely, you can't just rely on repetition to scale a seven-figure, multiple seven-figure brand. Otherwise, every single person who sells every day would have a seven-figure, multiple seven-figure brand, and they don't, right? And going back to my main point, if you are already noticing that you are starting to get tired, if you are noticing that when you're on vacation or doing whatever, you don't feel like showing up 24/7, if you are already noticing that you would rather lay at the beach and not answer 65 Telegram questions, nothing is wrong with you. It doesn't mean you've lost your fire, you've lost your passion. You are ready to evolve in your company and to do, it's the next era of doing business smarter. And if you are new and you're like, okay, this hasn't been my experience yet, but I can see where she's going with this conversation. I can see how I want to do other things in my life than be in my business 24/7 in order to make money. Well, then good. You're learning this now. So you don't need to go down this other road that so many people go down, which is why they end up needing to leave the business for 6 months, a year, burning it all down, thinking like, oh my God, maybe this isn't for me. Like, all of these different things. And it's none of that. We just need to do it differently. And this is where your ability to create the level of influence to where people buy, people pay you immediately is one of your greatest assets. This is not a joke. We are not just putting content on the internet to check a box and being like, I'm being consistent. Is it valuable to be consistent? Yes. Do I think that you're going to have a hard time in business if you can't even call yourself forward to consistency? Yes. Consistency gets to a point where consistency is not the skill set you're working on. Consistency is not a skill set that I'm working on. I'm like, I know how to send an email. You know what I mean? Like get the podcast done, get my content up, support the clients. Like I know how to do all these things. Consistency isn't it, right? Like, yes, the skill set is important, but it's not enough. So what else besides sell more, be more consistent? You have to learn how to have your content do the heavy lifting for you. So you're not just showing up to show up and like waiting for shit to add up or being inside the experience so many people have. So it's like usually goes two ways. Like one way will be, okay, I'm dropping content. People are like, mic drop, love this shit, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then, but like, they're not buying. Friend zone. Right? Or it's like writing content, crickets. I don't really know what's going on. I'm channeling from my soul. I'm sharing my heart. I'm being vulnerable. I'm sharing how I feel. Like, you know, like I'm doing my best. Like, what else needs to occur? And it's that we have to be able to influence people to buy. And this is marketing. This is what marketing is supposed to be. Marketing grows your, doesn't just grow your visibility, get you a bigger following, have more people liking your posts. The point is that it builds the level of stickiness to your brand where people pay you immediately. And is what I'm saying that like every time you drop a link for a mastermind, you're going to have 65 people in 24 hours? No. But what I am saying is that you get to be paid every day, that your offers get to sell with ease, that when you want to switch topics in your company in terms of like what you're focused on, that it doesn't take you 6 months to build authority. You do not need 6 months, 3 months to build authority on a new topic. Every time that I switch gears in my company, in terms of what I'm selling, my offers always sell. They always have. This is not an issue. So this is where you hear me talk about like, well, when you actually learn how to create the level of thought leadership around your brand and offers and influence people to buy, and this is where I talk about my instant influence content method, it's like you don't actually have, and like what ends up happening is like, sure, you have a skill set. Sure, you have your areas of genius, but you become the niche. The niche is no longer just your skill set. You become the niche. When you become the niche, and I don't mean that there's no like focus on your methods and what you do and whatever, but I'm saying the primary frequency is like, people are like, I'm buying because it's her. You will always have an easy fucking time making money, and you will not need to go through like, am I just being lazy? I don't feel like showing up 24/7 because you will always be getting paid. So as you build into a more scalable model on like the offer strategy side, guess what? It's going to be easy for you to do that. So you don't become one of these people who can only sell proximity and can't get more than 10 people in a room on a mid-ticket offer or in a masterclass. This, we need to solve that, right? Because you being able to get people into low and mid-ticket spaces is how you're going to scale, right? So like, that's a skill set that we need to build. And the people, right? So then people have to value your content and value what you're sharing in a different way, because a proximity sell is a very different sell. It's get hands-on help for X. We love hands-on help for X. Hands-on helps help for X. If that's all you do, you're going to be in the Voxer chat at 75, right? So we actually have to build our skill set around low and mid ticket and really being able to have the level of influence on our content where people buy, they buy, they buy, in order for you to start scaling yourself out, in order for you to start going more in company vibes, right? So even if you were to like, let's say, hire more team and they're doing more for you, what are they going to be selling private coaching spaces for you? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Meaning like, let's say, and I write all my own content, but let's say like, think about your company being much bigger. I mentioned Tony Robbins earlier. You know, Tony Robbins is not writing those emails. Like, let's be real. What are they doing? They're leveraging his thought leadership. There's established articulation around everything that he's already created for other people to come leverage and be able to create more marketing from it. This cannot occur if your whole business is run off of like, how am I feeling this morning? What did I channel this morning? Right? There's no stability in your thought leadership and your methods and all of it. And it's not just about creating the thought leadership. It's about it converting every day, right? Because we can't scale something that isn't working. So you'll know that it's working by how quickly your shit sells, right? People think like, oh, I'll just have thought leadership and then I have the solution. I'm like, no, babe, that ain't it. We have to know how to apply it in social media, in our lives, in our podcasts, like all the different things that we do. How to, like, you might have an idea of it, but it's like, okay, cool. Well, how do I position this where I'm not just saying interesting shit, but people want to buy, right? So before Tony Robbins could bring in the team to like leverage all of his thought leadership around all these different things, his processes, all the things he's doing, how to sell to people, how to write the emails, blah, blah, blah. Like, you don't just pay for the person to come in and they know what to do. They're going to come in and they are going to amplify what is already working. So we need to have this stuff working like clockwork in order to sell more, right? How we sell our sales systems, if you don't want to be on sales calls, you don't want to be doing live launches, you don't want to be doing all these things, you actually have to already know yourself, selling to different types of buyers, knowing how to successfully have one offer lead to the next, not just creating it. Like, people oversimplify this stuff. And then I'm like, and then your results have not changed. And there's reason for that. Knowing how to sell during different phases of your launch, right? Knowing how to sell when something is new versus like when you've done it 10 times, knowing how to sell a space that opens and closes versus one that's rolling so that like people are always coming in, right? There's many different facets to sales. And it gets to be easy. It doesn't need to be complicated, but we want to build mastery so that you can chill the fuck out in your company and not need to be on 24/7 in order to make money. Because otherwise, you know what happens? You become one of these women who's making millions and millions of dollars, who literally lives her life on social media to keep it going. I am not available for that reality, right? So if you don't want that to be the reality, your content needs to work harder for you and your sales system needs to work harder for you. And like, that is the very simple answer. And this is how I've been able to continue to grow, continue to scale while not putting in more time. Because otherwise, to maintain those numbers and grow those numbers, it's like more do. And that shit runs out. And it's like not what I stand for. And it's not how I desire to live my life. Like, it's beautiful outside. It's summer. I like being outside. I want to be traveling. I want to be hanging out. I want to be doing all these things and supporting my proximity clients who are like my most amazing soulmate relationships, but I'm scaling the scalable part of the company. And there is no scaling the scalable part of the company if you don't have a very firm grip on how to get that yes on spaces that don't have proximity to you. And if you want even your spaces that do have proximity to you scaling faster, right? Because you want to have that skill set, it is still going to come down to it's all the same. But I think that like people just wait for their numbers to go up. I'm like, babe, you don't need to wait and you don't need to work harder. We just need to get smarter. I am so passionate about this because I'm seeing it so often. Like, I can tell like people are getting tired and they're like, what's wrong? I loved this. I used to want to be on around the clock. And it's like, yeah, and you're growing, you're maturing. You're maturing in your company. The novelty of just having a business and getting paid to be yourself like starts to wear off, right? If you don't allow it to evolve to where it's like, okay, cool. Like, I'm getting paid to be myself and like I'm a personal brand and like my offers are sticky. My money, like my brand is sticky because of the potency of my brand. But you can't have the potency of the brand if you don't have the potency of the content, right? We can't have the easy sales if you don't have the mastery over the sales system. We can't scale you out of the company to be the owner where the company still exists, but it's not this vibe of you being in the operator where literally like you don't make money unless you're there. All the clients have access to you, like da 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 da, or you know how to do that, but you don't know how to sell low and mid ticket and fill the room. Like, we can't get you to owner status if we don't get the mastery of your content and how you sell to a place for that to occur, right? And this is where so many people need to start playing the long game in the business, because you want this to be able to like fund your life for the rest of your life, feed other assets, all these different things. Well, we need to start working on that. This stuff isn't like just built overnight. And like I said, the reason that I've had such an easy time selling, the reason that I have such an easy time creating content and people buy is because I'm intentionally leveraging my thought leadership in a way that doesn't just gain interest. I don't care about likes. I don't care about saves. I don't care about going viral. I don't care about anything. I mean, those things are nice, but like I don't even care about the size of my audience. Again, all these things are nice, but I didn't make millions of dollars caring about any of those things. I made millions of dollars knowing how to create content and show up in a way to where people don't just think it's interesting, they want to buy. And this is the skill set to build. Telling you, don't wait till you are just on the floor being like, I don't know if I'm even meant to do this. Am I meant to have a company? Like, yes, you are. You are. And I know that so many entrepreneurs feel this way and feel bad about it because they don't feel anymore the way they did their first year, the second year. And it's like, because you're growing up. This is called growth. This isn't laziness. This is called growth. You want something bigger than show up and have to hold everybody's hand to make money. That's not really a company, is it? It's better than being in a corporate job, but like we just want it to work all the time, 24/7, right? And like, I am so passionate about this so that you guys don't end up needing to like leave your business or think something is wrong with you or like have all this shame behind the scenes or thinking like you just need to work on your frequency a little bit more and you'll have a little more get up and go and work on your frequency, right? Because shit matters and you want to be feeling high frequency, but you get my point. So if you are someone who sees yourself wanting to scale a company, wanting to get paid off every word you say, wanting to be able to do less because you know whatever you do, you make money, so you don't have to go at it over and over and over and over and over again and exhaust yourself, then come join us inside the $1 Million Sales Bundle.
this is like some of the most important work in your company. I'm so excited. So that's going to include hottest shit on the internet and sales siren. Hottest shit on the internet is where you are going to learn how to naturally create the potent thought leadership for your brand and your offers that blows up your fucking it factor. Because if you want to get paid to be yourself, we got to have that it factor coming forward. Activate sales in the now and makes your brand sticky to money. So you will have immediate access to round one, which I taught last year. I'm so excited. I'm bringing new things forward. I'm teaching you instant influence content. I'm teaching you how to apply your thought leadership across your social media, your podcast, your free lives if you don't have a podcast, your email, all the different places, right? It's not just creating, it's how to apply it so that people are actually paying you. This is huge. You will have opportunities on your Q&A calls to show content to me, et cetera, et cetera. So hottest shit on the internet is everything. So you are going to get help with this. Like, this is so important. You're going to get help with this. I'm teaching round two this round. We got new things coming. I'm so excited from kind of like how I've evolved since the last round. Last round, super important. I'm not going to be teaching those things again. So make sure you watch that before we go into round two. If you've already been on hottest shit on the internet and you want to be part of round two, plus a secret offer that I have coming, message me because I have a special link for you. So you can jump into hottest shit on the internet. Sales siren is where I am teaching launch, post, sell, be paid daily, the end, the feminine way. Keeping momentum up in your launches, knowing how to sell to different types of buyers, knowing how to leverage your offer strategy where one offer sells the next, selling when things are new, selling when they're not new, right? Like, literally everything that I do regarding selling that allows me to not have sales calls, to not have to do 6,000 things, to not do live launches, like all of these different things, I will be teaching because I'm a big proponent of feminine business. Sales Siren is going to be a big program. We're in our fifth year now. We got a lot of selling under the belt. How is it that people buy? I've never had a failed launch. How do people buy every single thing I sell? When you're in the $1 million sales bundle, you will have the answers to all of this, right? In terms of your content and you really creating that potent thought leadership, the instant influence content, how to apply it to your brand and your offers. In terms of you really mastering a feminine sales system and also learning my post and be paid content method, because I have like a few different ones, I'm going to teach them all to you. When you're in the $1 million sales bundle, you get access to all of it. Sales Siren will be taught completely live. Right now, that bundle is available at over 50% off. If you've already been in hottest shit on the internet and you only want to buy Sales Siren, amazing. You can do that. That's over 50% off. If you only want to start with hottest shit on the internet, amazing. You can do that. That's over 50% off right now. But I recommend joining the $1 million sales bundle because they really, content and sales work hand in hand, and just getting it all. It's like such an incredible price right now. And like, when you know the feeling, when you know that when you create content, you are getting paid, the freedom you have in your company, the way that like you just feel so secure as a CEO, as someone who's not just waiting for magic money to fall out of the sky, but we love magic money and we're totally available for it. The way that it feels is life-changing. It is life-changing. When I evolve my content, watching kind of like the change in the industry and like seeing what was going to need to be done to like grow my company and scale my company and mastering this skill set, it's changed everything. I love knowing how to do this. I'm going to be showing you how to actually sell low, mid, and high ticket because people try to sell them all the same. They're not the same, right? So come in. You'll be so happy. If you want details, don't comment on the live here because I won't see it once I close this. But just comment millions under this when I post it or message me millions and I will send you the links. If you are in the $1 million sales bundle or hottest shit on the internet round two coming up, then you're also going to be in the secret offer that I'm going to be announcing soon. That's going to already be included. So yay, just got even hotter. And yeah, let me know if you have any questions. Drop millions if you want the links. And then I love you so much, but like take this seriously. Because I'm telling you, even if you're not there now, you're going to get to a point where you're like, I do not want to work so hard to make money. I'm getting tired. And you're going to try to make it a story about you. And it's not about you. You're just ready we're getting more and more into owner vibes, scaling a company. It gets to be fun. All right. I love you.
Yeah.
Hello, gorgeous. I hope you enjoyed the episode. The link for the $1 million sales bundle is in episode notes. A reminder, but that's going to include content to cash, hottest shit on the internet, and sales siren, all at bundle pricing. It is on over 50% off pre-sale. You are also able to join over 50% off pre-sale on hottest shit on the internet. Sales siren, standalone, or content to cash is on pre-sale pricing as well right now for over 50% off. If you desire to join any of them individually, if you've already bought one, you want to upgrade to the bundle, just shoot me a message on Instagram or email assistant at jocelynkellyreed.com and make sure that you jump into the art of being paid to exist so you can learn what it looks like to build a business where your evolution is at the core of everything and you are actually being paid to be you and not just for a skill set and not as a source of information. Paid to be yourself, you are free, you are rich, and you do not rob yourself of the opportunity of the income potential and the impact potential available to you by being paid to be you and exploding yourself out of this era of business. Sometimes people get stuck in where it's like only being paid for information. You're bored. The business isn't exploding the way that it could. And you just get to have more than that. This is just the vibe in life. Receiving because it's you. Like, let's step into this frequency. So when you use the code PAID at checkout on the art of being paid to exist, you will be able to receive the container for only $33, 90 minutes of total liberation. The price is normally $222. So I love you. All the links are in episode notes, and I will be back soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed the episode, I would love it if you'd leave a 5-star rating and written review for the show. And if you can please share this podcast so that I can help more women, that would mean the world to me. Make sure you tag me on Instagram so I can say thank you, and let's rise and change the world for all women together. If you want to work with me, head to my site, jocelynkellyreed.com, or send me a DM, and I'll be in touch. I'll see you on the next episode.